is like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 30 December 2025. Welcome to this broadcast. We're so glad you're with us. And I mean that. You're in for a, well, if you've been listening a long time, you know who I'm going to talk to tonight. We're going to talk Kathy O'Brien. If you're a brand new listener, you're in for a real informative broadcast tonight. Please stay tuned. If you want a copy of the program, you can't do it yourself. Let me know. We'll get it out to you. But it's that important, okay? Now, tomorrow is Wednesday, of course, but we'll be here Thursday. So we'll be open tomorrow in the office from 9 to 4 Eastern. I hope you'll come and join us. I really do. Give us a call if you want to talk to us or if you want to order something, whatever, please call us. If you don't have long distance, you can call toll-free 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. Now, if you can call if you have long distance, you'll save us money. If you'll call us on our toll number at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. All those overseas, just have to dial one first, or everybody got to dial one first anyway, but 1-304-846-4448. You can come and join us and talk to us tomorrow. I'd love to hear from you. We got a call a couple weeks ago from Germany. We got a few from France. It just amazes me that people speak hillbilly all over the world. It's amazing. But anyway, call us tomorrow and talk to us if you like. We'd love to hear from you, and I do mean that. Now, tomorrow night, by the way, will be a live broadcast. It's New Year's Eve. I know that, but I think it's important that you and I bring the year in together. And tomorrow night, it's going to be open lines. I hope you'll call in and share your thoughts, maybe your prayers for next year. Whatever you want to share tomorrow night, we want to hear from you. But tomorrow night's going to be an open line from the get-go, right on through the end of the broadcast. Be the last broadcast for the year. So everybody's been calling in for all these years. Won't you call in and say hi to us tomorrow night? Let's wrap up 2025 with a hello from the family. Let's do that, please. And reports asked for prayer last night for Andy. Well, Andy O'Brien, a very good friend of mine, as you know, had some serious problems. I took a bloody mass out of his head last week, and he went today to find out it was cancer from the melanoma that he had on his skin. He had several of those taken off. They think you got it all, and I pray they did. I never trust that, but I hope they did. And I pray they did, and they're going to give him one radiation treatment. That's all. And then put them on a pill. They're going to try to sew it down anyway. So keep in your prayers. Don't quit. But thanks for that. You're praying for him. I missed last night, Phil Hudock, our producer. He does all the work for us in the ministry as far as putting us on the air. On weekends, a Bible study on the internet. He does all that, runs all the equipment, does all DVDs, CDs, everything. Mails out the tapes of the month. And, folks, if you don't receive our tapes of the month, by the way, we do a four hours of combined teaching and Christian worldview news, prophecy in the news, 4 hours total, sent out every month for $15. If you want on that, please let us know. We give it away, but it costs even that much almost to ship them out. Postage is outrageous. But anyway, if you want to get on the Tapes of the Month program, tell us whether you want CD or DVDs. I do recommend DVD because we do show some videos. You call tomorrow and let's know. Tell I want to sign up on Tapes a Month, $15 a month. We'd like to get that to you, and I do mean that. But now, Lynn Hudock, Phil's wife mentioned last night, is in the hospital, still in the hospital. And they had started doing a test on her. She has some kind of mass or growth on her ovary. Her calcium was so high, the doctor almost panicked. And I'm serious about that. But they're starting to bring it down. They did an upper GI today. Everything looked good. Looked muddy. And they're going to do a scoping tomorrow. I can't remember the word. From the other side, other end, and a lot more tests. So please continue to keep playing the prayers. I talked to her today, and she said, I just want to go home, and I know how she feels. But you got to be there a while longer. So please keep her in your prayers. Your prayer warriors know how important she is to all of us at the ministry. So please keep Lynn in your prayers and feel for strength in the family also. And don't forget that, whatever you do. That's very, very important. Now we're going to move on. Our guest tonight is someone I've known now for, 25 years, I guess. I had her on my radio show clear back in the maybe 95, 96 time frame. When I hadn't been on radio very long at all. Started in 93. This March might be 33 years in radio. But she's come on my broadcast back in the late 90s and shared a story with us that some people just could not believe. And folks understand that. No one wants to believe what's done behind closed doors by our government and other people too. But now I'm talking about our government tonight, our government officials. No one wants to believe the wickedness of these men and women that goes on behind closed doors. And sometimes you want to remain naive, but being naive of the truth will kill you. You got to face it, accept it, and stand against it. We're told to stand against evil, not condone it, not ignore it. It's like ignoring cancer. You do that, you're going to die. We got to stand against these evils. And tonight we're going to talk to a lady that went through hell with the MK Ultra program. I was in the military in the Air Force, Vietnam era, back in 67. And I remember MK Ultra was talked about in one of our functions. Military function. I was an underling, I guess you could say, working for the CIA. And that come up in a topic one time. I didn't understand it, really. I just didn't grasp enough at my age to comprehend what was going on. But when I got to talk to Kathy O'Brien, I was shocked at what she shared. And she sent me a copy of her book back then called Trance, T-R-A-N-C-E, Transformation of America. What this lady went through was unspeakable, beyond belief, evil. I got to meet her and her husband Mark in Nashville, Tennessee, many years ago. And Kathy, when I saw her, I'm just sharing this, she's listening, so I'm not saying anything behind her back, a very beautiful young lady. And she still is a pretty young lady. But when I saw her, I was kind of struck by her childlike demeanor. She had a childlike word. I can't remember what I'm looking for. Demeanor about her that I'm thinking she went through hell as a child, and now she's still shown her innocence after all that. I was amazed. And I met her husband, Mark, who helped get her out of this mess and out of this hellish lifestyle she was forced into, sold by her parents, into this. I got to talk to Mark, her husband, who's passed away since then. But he was a man of valor and courage. I took a chance for both Kathy and her daughter to help deliver them out of this lifestyle they forced them into and what they were going through for torture and torment and a lot more than you and I can imagine, I'm sure. Now, with all that talk and all that introduction, we'll bring up our guest tonight, Kathy O'Brien. Kathy, you there?
I am. Thank you so much for having me on, Butch. It's so good talking with you again.
Well, I was so glad we connected, about 6-8 months ago for the first time in years and years. I was so glad to get a hold of you again. I've thought about you a lot over the years. I really have. And I'm so glad God put us back together again.
Well, I appreciate you giving me voice all the way back then, you know, to bring information on mind control to light. Now, people are more aware of it. MK Ultra mind control is more commonly known, and the CIA MK Ultra mind control documents have finally been released. They're unredacted. They're just all the information, thousands of pages. 1 year ago, almost to the date, they were declassified and released. So if people have any doubt, all they got to do is go to the documents and read away and find out that, what we've been talking about all these years is very true and actively being used today.
Well, I would say that when you and I got together the first time on the radio, that you were one of the first ones that ever actually became a whistleblower. And our broadcast, one of the first ones that had the courage, I think, to bring it up. Not because I'm such a special person, But I already knew there was things going on behind the scenes, even back then, that were not right. I was starting to see into the corruption of our leaders that we put so much confidence and faith in. And I was just so broken hearted to hear what you went through, but I was so thrilled that you had the courage to come out and do it. And that book you wrote, that you sent me a copy of, Transformation America, Cassidy, some of the stories in there are hard to swallow. I know they're true, but it's hard to imagine anybody could be so cruel as what they were to you.
Yeah, we share this planet with some very evil, dark, negative energy force perpetrators, and we have to face that fact. They are not like us, and they do not like us. And they are using traumatic mind control on a global population to Well, mind control ultimately is a spiritual warfare, Pastor Butch, because when without free thought, there's no free will. And if there's no free will, we don't have soul expression. Without soul expression, there's no discernment of truth. We don't have compassion for each other. We don't have the ability to go within and align with the divine within and live our life's purpose and, you know, gather that strength of spirit and live the power of love. You know, we miss all of that. Because of mind control. These perpetrators know that. Haven't been deep in the Washington, D.C. swamp among them. I know that their greatest fear is the strength of the human spirit. They're afraid that we're going to remember who we are and why we're here. That we're going to remember we have all the power. We have been blessed with the victory. We have been blessed with the saving grace all along. We just forgot. We've been conditioned to look outside ourselves for so long. We look within, we got it all.
Well, we were deceived from youth right on up. You were so tormented. But I can look back now in my life and I can see how this nation brainwashed the whole nation since I was a child and much, much longer before that. They were brainwashing the country through the public fool system and on and on. We're lied to every day. And because, Kathy, we're ignorant of the truth, even most people are ignorant of the truth of the Word of God, even, much less history, because the people that write history get the title the way they want to. They teach us lies, and we fall for it. And we're still, as a whole in a nation, totally brainwashed nation. We're totally brain numb, because most people, we try to tell them the truth, even something as simple as prophecy that I show in the Bible and I teach. Well, that can't be. I live in America. I mean, like, I can't get them to understand that to whom much is given, much is required. America is going to be judged much more harshly than most nations because we had so much given to us in the beginning. But they can't see it because they're brainwashed. And that's what exactly did to you. And we got covered all things tonight. But would you tell us, Kathy, quickly about yourself before you went in this? How did you get started this? What happened?
Well, you know, mind control is a sliding scale from the kind of torturous, robotic MK-Ultra mind control I experienced at a White House Pentagon level to information control, because we all formulate our thoughts, opinions, and ultimately our actions based on what we know. We need to know that knowledge base has been deliberately altered a long, long time. Whether they altered the history in the school, whether it's been in the indoctrination through the school system, or if it's repetition through controlled media. The fact is, we have been conditioned for generations now to look outside ourselves to big government, big tech, big pharma, big cult religion to tell us how to live our lives, when in fact, we've been blessed with the answers and all along. We have the most resilient body, mind, and spirit. And it's a good thing, because what I experienced in MK Ultra mind control for the first 30 years of my life was horrific. And, you know, Pastor Butch, what happens to us in life isn't who we are. Who we are is still within us, divinely protected. That's how I was able to exude that childhood innocence that you mentioned. You know, it's because it's all still there. It's within each and every one of us, and it's divinely protected. All we need to do is remember that, access it, live it, keep our life in a constant state of prayer, aligned with the divine within, and live the love we are. It's all so simple. We have the saving grace. We got the victory. We need to just remember that and embrace it instead of being constantly distracted outside ourselves by the latest trauma, the latest perversion, diversion, the latest bit of evil to distract us from the beauty that we have been born and blessed with all along.
Well, you know, whenever you become a born-again believer and the divine does move into you, the Holy Spirit moves into a new temple that's been cleansed, we got to remember what that is. That's God in us. And that's not bragging on me and you as an individual. It's the one that's inside us that we want to glorify. But now you were very quickly, the history of your life, you were sold by your parents into this system?
Yes, I was. My father had been sexually and ritually abused. My mother was sexually abused and trafficked to my grandfather's Blue Masonic Lodge. And they were sexually abusing.
The folks that you heard said Masonic Lodge is involved. Go ahead.
Absolutely, because that's where the secrets of mind control are kept. Any secret society, any secret meeting, any secrecy at all, you know, truth makes us free. Knowledge is our defense against mind control, and we have a right to that information. But instead, the information was kept secret, wrapped under national security, and only shared with those willing to cooperate with a very dark, evil, adverse slave society agenda. And they talked about it in those secret societies. Those perpetrators, they don't trust each other either. So they hold each other by the blackmail, so to speak. So
of
I
course.
Was used, in my grandfather's Blue Masonic Lodge, trafficked to the law enforcement and the politicians that were there, and used in blackmail films. And those blackmail videos that we hear about today with Epstein Island and the Diddy tapes and all that, they've been around my whole life. This has been going on a long, long time. I've been waiting for people to wake up, and wow, they're finally getting it. They're finally starting to see.
This has been going on a long time before you were born, I'm sure. It's just increasing. Yes. Now people are starting to see it. So where were you living when this all started? What state were you in?
I was in Muskegon, Michigan. I was born in 1957. So around 1960, a local politician I'd been trafficked to since I was a little bitty toddler approached my father and told him he could receive immunity from prosecution. He had been caught sending child pornography of me through the U.S. mails. And he was told he could have immunity from prosecution. That shows how long our justice system has been corrupted to allow for the proliferation of pedophilia. And that's because the pedophile agenda is a mind control agenda.
And I'm going to keep interrupting, but your father sold sex tapes, pornography with you on them?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
And then he received immunity because he sold me into MK Ultra mind control. And the politician who gave him that immunity was Gerald Ford. And, of course, that's the same Gerald Ford that went on to become the unelected president of the United States. So as his political career escalated, so too did my victimization in MK Ultra mind control until I was used on a White House Pentagon level for many, many years.
So Gerald Ford, and folks, Gerald Ford was also helped have Kennedy, had him assassinated. But now, Gerald Ford, and very quickly, I know I got a lot more to talk about. What other presidents were involved in this with you that you know about for sure?
Oh, there were so many global leaders that I was exposed to. They're all detailed in my 1995 testimony for Congress, Transformation of America. And as horrific as that information is in there, it was written for Congress when national security was invoked on it. Every word in that book has been verified by clean members of law enforcement, intelligence, especially the Secret Service, was able to validate the information. So every word's been true. But, you know, I still encourage everyone to research further anyway, because the more they research, the more they know, the more they see how absolutely inexcusable it is that we allow a handful of these dark, negative, evil energy force perpetrators to manipulate our brilliant minds and lives anymore. They have a very satanic, evil agenda.
And well, that's how the whole mess started in the garden. Satan manipulated the minds of Adam and Eve. That's how it all started. You know, but this, but so you mentioned Ronald Reagan, and that's people going to be shocked to that one. You mentioned other people. Now, the book, folks, if you don't have the book, a copy of the book, Transformation America, we have them available here. Don't remember the price off the top of my head, but I'll find out. And the latest book, Access Denied, written by her and her husband, Mark Phillips. And it's a huge book. I say huge. It's, I think about 400-some pages in the book.
That one reads like a roadmap of where all the roots of corruption are planted. It shows how the Child Protective Services was taken over very deliberately as a catchnet operation on the child sex trafficking. And, you know, for people who don't want to believe about the child sex trafficking that's been going on my whole life, it has gone on and been sanctioned through the court system, through the erosion of our justice system for so long, that child sex trafficking is now one of the most lucrative businesses in the world. Follow the money, and that is a funding mechanism of this globalist slave society agenda that's being pushed so hard on the people. We're standing up against it now. The Great Awakening is real. It's happening. But, wow, we got a ways to go to unravel the roots of corruption that have been really put in place ever since Project Paperclip, when we imported the Nazi and fascist scientists into the U.S. in the wake of World War II. Anyone can research that for themselves and look into that further. With them came the formula for MKUltra mind control. And that formula is one of trauma-based mind control. It was found in the Hitler-Himmler research. There's no trauma more horrific on the human mind than sexual abuse of a child prior to age 5 while the brain is still forming. That's why this pedophile agenda is being pushed, because it is a mind control agenda, one that Adolf Hitler knew about, one that has been creeping in on our society ever since Project Paperclip, Walt Disney, right there with Wernher von Braun and the rest of them that came in on Project Paperclip. And you wonder, what does a children's cartoon have to do with NASA and DARPA? Mind control.
Mind control.
It's what it was from the beginning.
Clear back to Fantasia. Mickey Mouse, Walt Disney. People, I grew up watching Walt Disney. I think everybody thought he was the greatest thing since sliced bread for children. Folks, that man was perverted and evil, and that's why I've never been to Disneyland, Disney World. I never will go. And I'm saying this very kindly, but I'm saying straightforwardly. They're full of sodomites, lesbians, child molesters in those places. Why would you subject your child to that? Why would you do it? I don't understand it. Oh, but it's such fun, preacher. Okay, support Satan's kingdom and forget about God's kingdom. That's all right. Go ahead and do that. God doesn't mind. I mean, folks, this makes me angry for a child.
Once my father sold me into the project, I was taken to various NASA, DARPA, and military installations for MKUltra mind control programming. And Disney World was one of the very first places I was taken. The underworld of Disney World is actually a DARPA MKUltra mind control installation. It's used on the military, used on entertainers. We hear about all the time that have been exposed to it, the Britney Spears of this world, you know. So this has been going on a long time. It's been subliminally creeping in, and it lulled people to sleep. It started affecting their subconscious mind. It's why more people aren't standing up against this outrageous assault on our children.
Well, let me ask you a question, because this is going to be was Art Linkletter involved in this?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
I wondered. Because he was...
Yeah, I never heard anything about that one, and okay. That was kind of in my time frame, so it seems like I would have heard something, but yeah. Yeah,
so
that's...
How many world leaders were you subject to, and ambassadors? How many would you think altogether that you were sent to please, I guess you could say?
Well, I wouldn't even begin to know how to count them all, you know. Then you get people like Robert C. Byrd, Senator Byrd, who was in office for over 50 years.
Now, folks, he was a senator of West Virginia for, like you said, 60 years. Kathy would not come to this state. I know that because I invited her. She said, I'm not coming in as long as Byrd was there. Byrd was one of your handlers, wasn't he?
He was my owner in MK Ultra Mind
Control.
He had sexually assaulted me at Mackinac Island, Michigan, which was the Epstein Island of its time. It's where the governor's mansion is located, where these global leaders would meet and discuss the fate of humanity and what they, you know, have their little secret meetings, and then use perverse blackmail films to hold each other by their blackmail perversion. So that's where I met Senator Byrd, and Senator Byrd became my owner when I was 13 years old. As my owner,
now what do you mean owner, Kathy? Well, what do you mean owner? Was he one that planned all your trips? And
yeah, he directed all of my activities. He decided who I would be prostituted to and when. He decided what black ops I would be used in, who I would be exposed to. He's the one who named my primary MK Ultra Mind Control programmer, which was Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino. He's the founder of the occult temple Asep, proliferating on a military basis. And he assigned him my primary mind control programmer.
Okay. You hang on to that thought. Don't lose it. Got to go to break, Kathy. Don't lose that thought, please. Folks, you want to call and talk to us, you can. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Todd,
I'm sure that I'm going to tell y'all we're living in unstable times. So as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortage in many parts of America. Cars, clothing, furniture, and food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food. Simply by calling the man of foods. The best in store. No GMOs, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to the man.com. That's 888-597-0775. Be glad you did.
www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, James McKenna here for JMCC Water Filters. We're having two amazing specials on the Gravity Water Filter Elements. This is for the Berkey-style water filters, our own HI water filter elements, the best two-stage water filter elements you can buy, and also the least expensive. On sale, $199 for a four-pack, $378, that's $20 off. For an 8-pack, you buy 8, we send you 10. And the 12-pack, an amazing $100 off. That's for $497 for a 12-pack, and we send you 14. Also, the whole house water filter, typically $1,480, now on sale for an amazing $699. Call Pastor Butch office, 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403 while this amazing sale is still on. Thank you.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back. And don't forget, tomorrow will be the last day that we'll have the Water Filters on special. James said we're running through the end of the year to help people out that really maybe had to wait for a little bit of time to get the funds put together. But the spatial on those filters are unbelievable. Unbelievable. So you, if you want to get it, but there's no point in calling Monday because the sale will be off. Even Friday. Well, of course, office will be closed on Thursday. Be open bringing Friday. But James, we got to honor James because he's the one that makes the filters. So tomorrow will be the last chance to call or date a letter if you want to order it that way. Be the last day we can do that. And we're not trying to be mean, but we have to end it because, well, the price is going to almost triple, and he can't help it. That's just the way it goes. So call today or tomorrow or get a check in the mail. If you want to call and let us know it's on the way, that's fine. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We do want to hear from you. Give me a talk with Kathy O'Brien. We have her give out. She got a holiday bundle in her books. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. And let her give her information that she wants to share with you, how you can contact her and know more about her. Now, we're back to what you went through and the things we're talking about. I mean, your grandpa, your dad, Bird, Ford, Reagan, and so many others were involved in this. And God knows how many else of this trying to keep hidden. And now we know about Epstein and Trump's fighting that coming out because I've had evidence in my hand that he was involved in this also. And many, many more besides him, obviously. They're in Congress, in the Senate, and it's rampant. And the public schools have been trafficking children. We know that also. You mentioned CPS. In your opinion, and you got, a pretty close opinion of this because you've been involved in this, what percentage of people will say on the federal level, in the Congress and the Senate, would you say have been involved and blackmailed in this?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think government can clean up fast enough for us. You know, it's going to take each and every one of us waking up and taking action ourselves. The children can't wait for this system to clean up because so many of them are corrupt. And the corruption runs so deep through the structure of this system. You know, they need us to wake up now and start making a positive difference for them. We have been empowered by this administration. We have been told repeatedly by President Trump that he has given us back our power. And most people don't even know what that means. That means we can help each other. We don't have to wait on the system anymore. All those obstacles that have been in our path are removed. We are free to be people helping people, opening safe houses for these children, making a positive difference in our own communities right now. This is our chance. It's our opportunity. And it's going to take each and every one of us waking up and doing our part because government can't do it for us. Most government is doing it to us. And those who are clean can't do enough fast enough for us without us doing our part.
Well, I heard what's said by Trump. I'd like to believe it, Kathy, but I have evidence. I'll honestly in my hand to show he's involved in this also. And I think he's doing a lot of this for show. I like to think differently, but I got to see it to believe it now. But with all this going on, have you talked to any of the ladies that are right now fighting the front lines that are trying to expose this themselves? Do you know any of them personally?
Oh, absolutely. You mean some of the survivors?
Yes, yes. Some of the ones that's been on the news and talked about trying to expose what's happening, and you know the ladies that tried to bring a lawsuit and get all this exposed.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, our legal system is just too corrupt. We can't count on it yet. What we've got, what I get most excited about, is that there are so many good people in positions of power right now that are empowering us to be able to make a positive difference. So I'm working, I think, harder than I've ever worked before. And it's because people are ready for information. They're ready for answers. They're ready for healing information that's effective. The churches are opening their doors to embrace the reality that we have been blessed with the resiliency of body, mind, and spirit. We can all heal, no matter what happened. No matter what happens, these children, as horrifically abused as they are, they can heal. And when they do, they're going to have the most powerful testimony that has ever been. So what I see happening with this particular administration is a very encouraging, empowering aspect of what we can do. And I don't know what evidence you might have seen on President Trump. I've met him personally, and he's very, very warm and compassionate to survivors. But I do know that back in the day, in the early 80s or mid 80s, these perpetrators that I was around, these ones who were...
Uh-oh, we lost her, folks. Get her back again, Todd. Appreciate it. We'll get the BK and Chance and all of you. Just hanging in there, Metric, Kathy, back on the air. I'll pray that she'll see through Trump eventually, but that's okay. Hey, this one's been through enough. We don't need to correct her in that. I've told her what I believe and know. Nonetheless, but this is what she's been through. It's so unthinkable. It's hard to comprehend that we could be so cruel to anybody, but especially a child at her age. Starting at as young as she did, at, I guess under 5 years old, involved in all this. And back in the 90s, when I had one of the broadcasts the first time, people got mad enough they threatened to burn down the radio station. Oh, yeah, I'm not making it up. I'm telling the truth. They got that angry because they wouldn't believe it. So not Senator Byrd. Well, he's our senator. U.S. Senator been away for 50 years back there, and longer, at least 40-some years then. But nobody wanted to believe it. They couldn't accept the fact that we've been so deceived and so involved in and engulfed in our own little world that we think that everybody's okay because we try to be okay. Folks, that's called not being naive. It's been called ignorant. And my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They're ignorant to the fault, to the complete fault that it kills people literally that don't know, that know the truth and try to expose it. Is Kathy back with us yet? I don't guess she's back yet. But anyway, we'll get Kat back on as soon as possible, folks. I mean, this stuff's going on tonight. Many people out there do not want this out. And I know my show's monitored, folks. I know that because before I ever got on national radio, I was called before a federal grand jury for calling a federal witness on the radio, a low-down scum-sucking dog. That's what I called him. And they got me before a federal grand jury trying to intimidate a federal witness. Had a hard time getting through to her, so just keep trying. I know that BK and Chance doesn't want to talk to her, so just hang on, y'all. We'll get her back on, let you get you right up then. But these things are all for real. I don't know. I understand why we don't want to do it. I understand that it's not pleasant. We don't want to know these things because we go la 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 la. I don't see it and I don't hear it. But all that does is further destroy the innocent people around us that depend on us to expose this. Don't you know that if you know the truth and don't try to fight evil, you're as guilty as a perpetrator of the evil itself. Don't you know that? You're as guilty as the one committing the crime, the perversion on children. If you know the truth, they're standing against it. You're as guilty as they are. I think she's back. Cassie, you with us? I thought I heard her. I guess
not. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
There you are. Quit yeah, dealing with me.
Well, we lost you. Like what we were saying, huh?
No, they didn't. But let's take a phone call. We're running out of time so quick. Let's go to BK right here in West Virginia. BK, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, sir. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. It's a cold night.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes, it
is. What's on your
mind? Kathy, how you doing? I just wanted to ask Kathy how she's doing tonight.
Okay.
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, excellent. Hey, you know, I'm a West Virginian, born and raised. And when I found out your story, and may I just say that I do believe your story, 100% I do, the allegations against Senator Byrd are so dastardly and evil. You know, when I was growing up, everybody, and I mean most West Virginians, loved Senator Byrd, and most that didn't love him respected him. I mean, people said he was the know-it-all on everything constitutional, the best senator in West Virginia history. People said it in southern West Virginia. They said it in northern West Virginia. I mean all over the entire state. So here now in 2025, 15 years after his death, I wanted to ask you, Kathy, with your experiences with Senator Byrd, how would you describe who and what Robert C. Byrd was?
Well, you look at his KKK beginnings, and, you know, he was for involved in horrific slavery activities all along. His propensity for MKUltra mind control was absolute. He could take the Constitution and quote it the same way Satanists quote the Bible, twisting it to fit his agenda, and ultimately used it to sell us out to this globalist agenda that we're fighting today. Sold out our Constitution while quoting it and acting like he was preserving it. But that's what they do. They create illusions, and what goes on behind the scene, what goes on with their actions versus what they say reveals it all. And his actions were very dark and continued to, and always stayed dark. He sold us out to global education that's indoctrinating our children today. He was very much responsible for that and many, many other controls that were enforced on our society.
Well, I know that Senator Byrd and Walt Disney both were 33rd degree Freemasons.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
And I wanted to ask you just a couple questions real fast, and I'm out of here. Is it true that Hillary Clinton abused you and President Bill Clinton was there?
Absolutely. That's detailed in my testimony for Congress and Transformation of America. And it's also referred to an access denied for reasons of national security. They were very much a part of my victimization from 1977 right up until I was lifted out of the Washington, D.C. human trafficking swamp in 1988 by intelligence insider Mark Phillips. So that was a lot of years of being exposed to both of them. They're absolutely horrific, horribly abusive people.
Well, may I ask you, did President Carter have anything in all this?
Not that I know of. Quite the contrary. Senator Byrd always said that he was the one who was manipulating Carter. So I know that Carter was manipulated through his administration, not just because Byrd said that, but many other aspects indicated it. When he was not manipulatable anymore, where they couldn't direct him into this globalist agenda, they went ahead and had him taken out of office through a created scandal and everything else. But I think Jimmy Carter ultimately would have had a lot to tell us all about mind control and the effects that it has on individuals, nations, religions, societies in the world.
Wow.
Well, President George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush, they was involved in all this sex slave mind control that you suffered through as well. Is that right?
Absolutely. Bush Jr. was a victim. He was a Manchurian candidate. His father subjected him to horrific abuse, pedophile abuse from infancy on, and was deliberately grooming him to be a Manchurian candidate, grooming him for presidency. He did. Bush Jr. didn't run his administration. His father did, and Dick Cheney. His father and Dick Cheney ran many administrations. They ran Reagan's administration. They were the power behind the scene all the time. And if someone wasn't doing what they wanted them to do, then they were removed from that position. But Bush Jr., I've always had a lot of compassion for. I've got quite a bit of information on his mind control abuses that are revealed through my new book, Resolutions, that was just recently released. So the information's out there. There's a lot of evidence to substantiate it, and all of it was substantiated in Transformation of America.
Well, that's good to hear some decent news about President Carter. And I have one more question. Yeah. I'm gone. I just wanted to ask you, before Joe Biden was president, was he involved in any of this? And thank you and good night.
Thank you.
Joe Biden was heavily involved in all of this as far back as I can remember. He wasn't anybody that was as pervasive in my experience, because usually I was with Senator Byrd at times like that.
Okay. All right. BK got jumped. Good call. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. All right. Before we go further and get the next caller, tell me how they can get your spatial.
Oh, and everybody can go to my website, trance-formation.com. That's trance-formation.com. I've got some really good healing bundles that I've got offered right now. I've got my trilogy of healing, which is PTSD Time to Heal, Resolutions, and Align with the Divine, just recently released. I'm very excited about the bundles that I've got offered right now through the holidays, right on through New Year's.
All right. And one more time, the website, one more time, please let the listeners know.
It's trance-formation.com. trance-formation.com, transformation.com.
All right, folks, you heard that. I hope that you'll surely get a copy of that, get those materials in your hands as quick as possible. Let's go to Chance, who is also right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butch. Hello, Mrs. O'Brien. You know, talking about this reminded me of the Bohemian Grove members, because I'm pretty sure they got a lot in common with this. I pulled out Fritz Springmeier's book, Bloodlines of the Illuminati, and get a load of this. Now, I just picked out the show business people. There's 10 of them that were on the past membership list. As far as I know, they're all dead now. But, Mrs. O'Brien, I'd like to know if you heard anything about these people way back then, too, with funny business. Here's the names. Eddie Albert, the actor. Burt Bacharach, you know who he is. Bing Crosby. Tennessee Ernie Ford. Merv Griffin. Charlton Heston. Bob Hope. And, yes, Pastor Butch, Art Linkletter. And Dan Rowan and Dick Martin from Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. Now, Mrs. O'Brien, have you heard any perverse things? I believe they're all passed away now, each and every one of them. Have you heard things about these people, these show business people I mentioned way back then?
I'm not familiar with them. There were different sides to Bohemian Grove that I'm familiar with. Whenever I was at Bohemian Grove being used, the people I was exposed to were the politicians, the global politicians that were meeting there in secret. It's one more secret society. It was one more meeting place for them to get together in secret and decide the fate of nations and humanity as a whole. So they had a different agenda. That was the one I was exposed to, where I saw like George Bush and Dick Cheney and people like that, De La Madrid of Mexico, Salinas and all. So that whole political realm was separate from the other realm. There's different levels to it. So I really don't know anything about that level. I just know that they weren't doing the same kind of things that went on at Bohemian Grove among the politicians, because the ritual murders that were done there were done to silence MK Ultra mind control slaves. My movie, Trance.movie, the Kathy O'Brien story on mind control, human trafficking, and healing the nation, that movie reveals how I was to be killed at Bohemian Grove. And that was at the time that intelligence insider Mark Phelps stepped in and was able to not only save my life, but my mind and that of my daughter. So, it's an amazing aspect. Bohemian Grove is something I'm very much familiar with and was a very strong part of my victimization.
Well, the reason I brought up the entertainment people is because the membership lists are huge. I realize all our politicians, I skipped over all of them. I brought this up to bring it to the attention that it's also going on in the entertainment field. And Pastor Butch, you recall all those names I mentioned, correct?
Yes, oh yes. Yes,
yeah,
I do.
All of them were past members of the Bohemian Grove, so I would imagine they were into funny business, too, along with the politicians. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Chance. Well, we've got another caller right here in West Virginia. Let's talk to Frederick. Frederick, come on in. Welcome.
Yes, welcome, Pastor Butch and Kathy. I heard about you about 13, maybe 15 years ago, and that's terrible what they did to you.
Yes, it is.
Hey, what's terrible what they're doing to so many, what they've done to so many children.
And I saw Mark Phillips was on, let's see, who's that governor of Minnesota? He had the show on TV there.
Jesse Ventura.
Yes. Is that it? Okay.
Yeah, that was the mind control. Yeah. It was the gang stalking episode there. I can't remember the name of it, but he came on and he said they can control your mind with microwaves now.
Absolutely.
And Ted Gunderson was the former FBI field office director of Los Angeles, and he tried to expose some of this human trafficking. He had an affidavit that used to be on the internet. I don't know if it's been taken down. But he said it's more lucrative than the drug trade, and he tried to expose some of this human trafficking, but it just never became, you know, public knowledge.
Oh, Ted was absolutely wonderful. He was he was a very sweet, kind man who gave his all to bringing it to light. There's so many people who did give their all bringing this information out there. Ted did a great job with the Franklin cover-up, that whole scandal, and he certainly was a friend to me for many years.
Now, what's the best way for us to stay in touch with all the people interested in this and looking for ways to get involved? What's the best way for us to stay in touch and stay up to date on the latest happenings on the front?
Well, I think just, you know, continuing to research and understand the components of mind control will open your eyes to many directions that can be affected and where you could be studying. And I would encourage everyone to go to my website at trance-formation.com. I have many, many blogs posted there, information on what applies today to MK Ultra mind control and what we can do about it. Speaking events where I'm going to be speaking, and a lot of these events are huge meetings of people with information on mind control and healing from it. So it's deeply encouraging to look into it these days, because there's so many people that are actively taking back their minds and their lives. There's so many survivors that are healing. They're taking back not only their freedom, but they're taking back their birthright to live the love they are with joy and purpose.
Amen.
Well, great. I'll check out the website. Maybe I'll see you in West Virginia one day.
Wonderful.
Thank you for the call, Frederick. Excuse me, not anymore. No calls from out of state tonight. That's amazing. But anyway, I got three listeners in the state, And Cassidy, give that information one more time, how people can get a hold of you or contact you, my email, or however you want to do it.
Yeah, they can reach me through my website, too, at trance-formation.com, trance-formation.com.
And again, your testimony, your story is unbelievable. It's unbelievable to people that, because it's hard to conceive that we have people that's in charge of our country, supposedly ruling our country, involved in making wars and making treaties and passing laws that are so evil and perverted, and we put our trust in them way too much for far too long. But Cassidy, you've come so far in your journey. The first time I met you, I was just impressed again with your innocence and your openness, and with Mark and his knowledge that he had what was going on. Mark was so far advanced in what he knew compared to most people back in the 1990s. He was so far ahead of them, it was hard for people to comprehend him, wasn't it?
Yeah. When we were speaking out back in the 90s, people didn't have much point of reference for information on mind control. When we released Transformation of America in 1995, a testimony for Congress, it was like a prophecy, you know, because it detailed who was going to be placed in the office of president. Now wow. It reads like a history book, you know.
It does.
Thank you, Kathy. We're flat out of time.
I'm sorry, honey, out of time, but I'll be talking to you in the future, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
God bless. Bye-bye. Folks, see you tomorrow night. Have a great night. And let's stand against evil. Well, that's what we're here for. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.